Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So last year you had a Sam Darnold resurrection that happened in Minnesota. He had an incredible year until the last two games where he turned back into a pumpkin, but he got him a nice contract up there in Seattle and a starting job. Well, a similar situation is happening with Daniel Jones. Now, Daniel Jones, of course, is moved on from and released in the towards the end of last season. The Minnesota Vikings pick him up. He gets a chance to watch and hang around a successful offense and a successful offensive coach. And now he is a starter for the Indianapolis Colts. And when he signed with the Colts, I thought it was a mistake because I thought that he was in a better situation to succeed with the Vikings because of the team that they had. And maybe J.J. McCarthy wasn't going to be the guy and he could start and then do Sam Darnold again. And then J.J. sort of sitting there. But he assessed it correctly, which was that it was an easier job to win going to Indianapolis than it would have been in Minnesota. And that's exactly what happened, as Anthony Richardson's stock is as low as it's ever been. And our old buddy Daniel Jones will be out there for the Colts.
Again, you know, that's great to start week one. I want to see who's starting in week five. Assuming no injuries, it's all about how well you play. Maybe the Colts are underrated simply because they've had so many quarterback quandaries over the last 7 years, including when my buddy Frank Reich was there. They always have had a really decent roster. They've been a good, solid team. They just have not been able to generate enough offense, and that's something that Daniel Jones does not do. Yeah. So, but the fact of the matter is that Anthony Richardson is turned into, you know, he's just too immature. He's just not ready. He's a freak athlete and maybe the best athlete at the quarterback position. Maybe he and Joe Milton down in Dallas, those two kids, are the best athletes. But that doesn't mean you can play the position of quarterback the way that you need to play it and learn how to become a leader and have the respect of your team. So I often talk to you, it's about how you go into that huddle, how you call those plays, how you do what the coaches are asking you to do, making checks at the line of scrimmage, going no huddle, running two-minute offense, being accurate, and handling the pressure. Anthony Richardson can't do it. I mean, I feel like what I'm watching, I mean, he's worse than Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah.
And now, you know, what comes after this, you know, and as Shane Steichen makes the decision about Daniel Jones, good for Daniel Jones, he picked the right team, 100% picked the right team, is now you got the agent for Anthony Richardson barking about the trust level with the Colts is low. I'm like, the trust level, they gave him every opportunity. and he's had to deal with injury. I'm not, you know, that's part of the game, and so is Daniel Jones for that matter. But if you watch him play, and I go back, I could even go back to his rookie year when he tapped himself out. Like, just unaware of what a quarterback's responsibilities are.
It actually was his second year, right? Because this is his third year, isn't
it? I guess it was his second year. But, I mean, it's just unaware of what the quarterback responsibilities are. You don't ever tap yourself out of a game. Never. They have to carry you off the field
if you
want to be a true leader. So, Anthony Richardson, that ship has sailed, and his agent's a jackass for saying what he's saying publicly. And quite frankly, I'm happy for Daniel Jones, and I hope he finds a modicum of success, much like Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield have.
Training camp coverage on WFAN brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Do you think that there's any chance you get a similar situation than what Sam Darnold had in Minnesota this year with the Indianapolis Colts? Not the same team, better roster. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson, Aaron Jones, all the things, the weapons that Sam Darnold had, not the same in Indianapolis. But is this a situation for Daniel Jones to succeed in at all?
Well, they got good wide receivers. They have a solid offensive line, probably middle of the league offensive line. Jonathan Jones is running back.
JT Thomas. Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor as a running back. I think there's an opportunity for him to succeed. I don't know if he has it in him to be, you know, the difference maker. I didn't know if Sam Darnold had it in him to be a difference maker. But you remember, like, we were talking yesterday about Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson left here, went to Denver, saw Sean Payton coaching Bo Nix. Then he goes to Miami. Now he's going to watch Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa do their thing. So he's been now around good offensive coaches and should, you know, pick up on that. And hopefully that's going to give him an opportunity to go start somewhere else next year if Tua makes it through the entire season. For Daniel Jones, you know, is he as good as Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield? I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a good opportunity for him. And could they win 9 games because they play in that division? I have not looked at their schedule overall. Maybe it's not that as difficult as the Giants. Maybe it's more like the Jets. I mean, maybe he gets them to 9 wins. And if he does that, then I feel like he's on the path of redemption.
So apparently RG3, who I don't know if he's like one of these troll guys or not. I can't figure him out in the media space. But his take on Daniel Jones starting for the Indianapolis Colts is the fact that he believes that the Colts are tanking to try to get Arch Manning, and that's why they're playing Daniel Jones. If they played Anthony Richardson, they'd be tanking.
I am an RG3. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't really care what he's talking about. I'm just saying that Anthony Richardson is lost on the football field.
Yeah.
And you can see it. I mean, you know, there are other guys that, you know, we've gone through this with Zach Wilson here. They look, at times, they look like they were lost on the football field and couldn't handle it. Remember the old ghost comment by Sam Darnold when he was here with the Jets playing against the Patriots?
That's right. Seeing ghosts.
And you know, just because you're an athlete and you're a great athlete doesn't mean you're going to be a great quarterback. Quarterback's got to be committed to becoming great, as Tom Brady and Peyton Manning have proven out time and time again. And that's why everybody holds that position now to that level of scrutiny because of those two, I believe, because of those two guys.
So another thing that happened yesterday that I found interesting, because I just thought this was going to be something that worked itself out, just like we've seen many other of these contentious contract negotiations go, and maybe it does end up with these two sides agreeing. But Adam Schefter flat out came out and said that he believes that the Cowboys and Micah Parsons are heading for a divorce, which would mean one thing, that he would have to be traded at some point this season. Because they're not even speaking right now. So we know how much of a hard stance Jerry Jones has had on this. The similar hard stance from Micah Parsons. It has gotten personal. It's gotten strange. And I believe Adam 100% if that's the case. And you know that there are several teams out there. We just heard the cut the other day from Elliott Wolf, the Patriots GM, when he was asked by the media, would you trade a first-round pick this year for a player, and he said yes,
you know, depending on the situation. Player. You know, they have that defensive backup there, Gonzalez, who is a first-round pick and, you know, is going to need a new contract next year as well. So you could actually trade player for player and maybe a draft pick for a edge rusher, and the Cowboys get themselves, you know, a top-end corner. So, you know, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Because, again, I was reading about the Patriots and their salary cap. Yeah, they have a lot of room this year, but they don't have a lot of room next year. So, especially with some of their younger players coming up for second contracts. So, this may be a, you know, this could be a marriage made in heaven in terms of that type of compensation going back to the Cowboys, where the Cowboys would be happy. They'd be getting a top-end defensive player, but they would be losing, you know, obviously one of the more fearsome defensive players in football that can play multiple positions. And that's, I would think, that's kind of like what Mike Vrabel was for Bill Belichick.
Sure.
But this guy is a superstar. Vrabel was just a hard-charging guy who was just always ready, was smart on the football field. I think that's Micah Parsons, and he would probably fit great into the New England Patriot defensive line. They're going to be, you know, the Patriots, to me, are a team that's vastly underrated right now.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because, you know, the Jets and the Patriots were in a situation where they both had to kind of rebuild, and the Patriots seem like they're, you know, got started a year prior to that and are now in a situation where they have their young quarterback and they have their head coach.
And they have their offensive coordinator.
Yes, and yes, the Jets have theirs, but we don't know. I mean, they're totally unproven guys where you've got the only thing that's unproven with the Patriots is the quarterback, but you've got a coach who was a head coach of a number one seeded team in the AFC. And you have Josh McDaniels, who's won Super Bowls as an offensive coordinator.
So you have a coach that's a Super Bowl winning player, a coach that was a defensive coordinator, I believe, for Bill O'Brien down in Houston when they were having success with Deshaun Watson initially.
Yeah.
And then obviously went to Tennessee, went all the way to the playoffs with Tennessee. To me, it was probably the smartest thing that Bob Kraft did, is that he hired him and brought back and brought back Josh McDaniels. So now you have everything back in place for them to be really, really good. If they made this trade and they somehow acquired Micah Parsons,
yeah,
I mean, that now all of a sudden puts them on a different level. And if, by all accounts, Drake May is having a pretty good summer and looks like he's in charge and running the offense correctly. And I think a lot of that has to do with Josh McDaniels. So the Patriots did the right thing. When you talk about coaching staff, acquiring players, spending money, they spent money like crazy, by the way, more money in free agency than anybody else. And I think they do have a stable of young players that is going to make them better than most people think they are.
If you're Darren Mooji, do you call the Cowboys? Obviously, Darren Mooji, the new GM of the Jets.
You can't give up your first round pick.
Especially if you're the Jets.
You're going to have a high first round pick
right,
next year.
Top five.
To me, he's a player that gets a young team to another level, and I think that's the Patriots fits that moniker. The Broncos would fit that, you know, a team like that.
And those are AFC teams where if he's going to get traded, most likely it's going to be an AFC team.
Would the Chargers want him?
Of course.
Yeah, I would think that it has to be a team like one of those teams that is right there, that's ready to get to the next level, and bringing in a superstar player like this at this age and spending that much money sends a message to the locker room that you're not screwing around.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready to go for it now.
And I think the Patriots, after two just horrendous seasons, I mean horrendous, are on the upswing, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the way it should be when you have a couple of horrendous seasons. If you do things right and you draft right and you use the cap space that you have and you hire the right people, that's the way it's supposed to go.
You know, unfortunately, you know, they tried to give it to Gerard Mayo and it didn't work. And that wasn't, I don't necessarily know that it's his fault. I know that, you know, he was still tied to the previous regime and things were, you know, not run the way that people are used to having him run up there. I think that replacing him with Mike Vrabel, who is obviously a Ring of Honor guy, a Patriots Hall of Fame guy, a Super Bowl winning player there and a very popular player, much like Gerard was. But I just think that, you know, his experience in bringing back Josh McDaniels is going to make this team a bitch to play against.
Yeah, I mean, and they're in a division with two teams that are highly questionable right now. I mean, obviously, we know the Bills are the Bills, but, you know, the Jets and the Dolphins, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't get to 10 wins between them.
What is the over-under for the Pats?
Over-under for the New England Patriots, let's see.
Would you tell me, like, 7.5 or 7?
Yeah, probably be around there. I would say 7.5, but let me just take a look. Season win total, Patriots.
Eight and a half. Well, there you go. So that to me tells you the respect that they have for what the Patriots have done this offseason, both free agency wise, coaching wise, and they're expecting Drake May to take the next level, next step because of Josh McDaniels.
I mean, that's wow. They got the Dolphins at 8.5 too, by the way. Yeesh. I mean, yeah, I don't think I'd have the guts to bet the Patriots over 8.5, but right, the Dolphins under 8.5, that's something that feels right.
I'm going to give you the Patriots' first seven games.
Okay, want me to do win-loss for you?
No. I'm just going to give it to you, just give you a little flavor.
All right.
You want some flavor?
Schedule flavor.
You need some flavor?
I love a little schedule flavor.
Because we do this in baseball.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. I notice everybody else around here is starting to do this too. They open at home against the Raiders. They're at Miami. Then they're home against Pittsburgh, home against Carolina, at Buffalo, at New Orleans, at Tennessee. And I'm going to give you two more. I'm going to give you 8-9. They got Cleveland and Atlanta at home.
And they have the Giants at home.
Yeah.
Later in the season.
Later in the season.
Yeah, I mean, you could do some damage there.
Yeah, they end with Buffalo, Baltimore, the Jets, and Miami.
Miami stinks this year, then the Patriots have a real good chance of going over. But that's really what they need.
Ken, to me, it's really that relationship between the OC calling plays again for the quarterback of the New England Patriots. And if Drake May is, you know, as dialed in as supposedly he is, then that's going to be something to deal with for the next 10 years.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is here. He's got an update. He's looks like he just picked up something off the floor.
I did.
Did you?
I just wanted to present Boomer. Since I went to Dunkin' Donuts, I love how much he loves a frosting cream.
Oh, donut. Wow.
And I figured I would get that for I'd like to, you know, we'd like to eat that. That would be great.
I appreciate that. I'm going to look at that.
How'd you eat that?
You know, I'm on my fast right now.
No,
I'm right
no,
in
that's
the middle
fine.
Of it.
How'd you have a
Wednesday.
Donut? Have a donut, Boomer.
I might have a donut.
I'm the good folks from Dunkin' Donuts.
I love the folks at Dunkin' Donuts.
Why don't you have a donut? Wow, the camera can see you enjoy the donut.
Yeah, eat the donut.
It's your favorite
donut. Come on,
donut.
Eat the donut, Boomer.
Nice chocolate.
Eat it,
Boomer, okay?
Yeah, eat the donut.
I have great willpower right now.
Otherwise, he's just going to sit there.
Yeah.
That'd be a waste.
Yes, it would.
Why don't you eat the donut?
Eat the donut. Come on.
Wow.
Why you just eat the donut?
I went to a death stare.
Well, listen, I know you're tempting me, and I know what you're trying to do.
No, he's just being nice.
No, you're not.
I went to Dunkin'. I figured I'd get you a donut.
You said, hey, I'm going to Dunkin'. You want something? I said, no, thank you. I'm okay.
I know, but I was walking there. I'm like, I know he wants a donut.
No, I don't want
a donut. Of course he does. Yeah. I feel like we're on the Biggest Loser here with temptation. If you eat the donut, you can go see your family. If you don't eat the donut, you stay here at the ranch.
Oh, God.
And do your fast.
Well, Jerry, I'll look at it. I'll smell it.
You'll touch it?
I'm not going to touch it.
You can touch it and you can smell it. Touch it and smell it.
Chew is on the other foot here. Usually it's you trying to feed.
He has done that to me
Jerry,
once, twice, or 100 times.
Jerry, have the crumb cake. Jerry, have a donut.
Yeah.
Jerry, eat the sandwich. Yeah, here we go. Jerry. Yeah, Jerry, eat these Ritz crackers I shoved in your mouth.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was having a good time that night.
Yeah. Was that the night you fell over yourself?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. That was great.
Fair. Yep.
I did the same thing to Peter Schwartz.
I remember. I do remember.
And his head is like three times the size of you.
That is very true. All right, so you're not going to eat the donut.
No, I'm not.
How fast do you think when I put that donut outside, the donut goes?
It is
gone. Oh, my God. Oh, there you get it. There's the video of you shoving crackers into Peter Schwartz's mouth.
Head into the wall.
And then making him chew as you slam his head into the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, that is funny. All right. Well, I will put this outside since you're not going to eat it. And
there goes Al Dukes just trying to get out of the way.
I don't blame him.
Always trying to get out of the line of fire.
The last thing he wanted was to eat Ritz crackers.
Did he get you with those crackers that
he
night?
He did, yeah. I did have those crackers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Didn't he also get you at a Boomer and Geo Live with some Oreos or something? Stuff the Oreos
in
your
Oreos
mouth?
As well, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you have the donut?
Good times, man. Good memories.
It's waiting for you, man.
Do you think all four of us could force that donut into his mouth if we tried?
No.
Physically.
I think he's an angry person right now because he's starving.
I'm not starving. I'm doing well.
You're doing well.
Matter of fact, once you get past the second day is the hardest
day. It goes easy, yeah.
Now all of a sudden comes the energy.
What if I
and the anger and just
the anger?
And
I just
anger.
Said that.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm not angry. I'm not hangry.
What if? Yeah. What if I put the chocolate frosting right under your nose, and you got a good sniff of it?
Do you want to find out?
No, I don't. We'll just leave it here. Yeah. We'll let Billy have it later, or Eddie can have it. We are sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball, trademarks used with permission. So we will start with the Yankees because they were mashing last night after a two-hour rain delay. They hit like they were angry.
And Rice 0-1, and breaking ball, high drive, right field, that's way gone too. Oh my goodness, he almost cleared the entire building. Ben Rice with a home run. That's his 19th. That's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 home runs hit by the Yankees.
Yeah, on their way to a 13-3 rout of the Rays. Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan.
That was lefty on lefty, too.
Lefty on lefty home run. That's exactly right. So he homers. Jazz Chisholm homered. Jose Caballero hit 2 against his old team. A home run for Aaron Judge. He has now 40, and you had Giancarlo Stanton and Cody Bellinger hit 2 apiece. And that brings us to our Thrivewell Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion, and it is Giancarlo Stanton. Here was Stanton on Yes, just talking about this offense in general and how great they've been, and then specifically Caballero against Tampa, which is where he came from.
Big time, the revenge game. You know, we like that. You know, it's important for him.
And gave it a boost, gave us a boost too.
The thoughts of Stanton.
You can sit on my face.
Okay.
All right.
Our Yankees thriving player of the game. Brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit thrivewellinfusion.com. Good start for Carlos Rodon. 6 innings for the win. Cam Schlittler tonight against Drew Rasmussen. Yankees a game ahead of Boston and Seattle for the top wild card spot in the American League.
Now, crazy, man. It's the second time this year they hit 9 home runs in a game.
Yes. Which matches a franchise record, but yeah, twice this year.
Right.
What was the first one to say?
It doesn't say. And then Judge became the fourth Yankees player with at least 40 home run seasons. Babe Ruth had 11 of those.
Yeah.
Lou Gehrig, of course, had 5, and Mickey Mantle had 4.
Pretty good company.
Yes,
pretty
exactly.
good company. Here was Aaron Boone with BT and Sal earlier in the day. This is where Sal was mentioning the fact that Boone got kicked out of a game a few games ago, and he's seeing a similarity between Boone and his partner, Brandon Tierney.
I think you become a bad influence on my partner here, getting kicked out of all these games. You send a bad example.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna sound a little bit hypocritical,
oh,
but when you told me that he got kicked out of a NU, that's I'm just not okay with that. Like, hey, let's sit over there and just watch in silence.
All right, that was something that Brandon didn't.
That is like putting a hammer down right
Brandon
there.
Didn't care for that.
I'm not a big
watch
fan
in
of
silence.
Well, no, you're coaching, right? You're coaching.
Yeah,
right?
Coach.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Okay.
I don't love it.
So then you tell me if BT's taking a little bit of a
foot now.
A shot at Booney here.
I promise you this, if my son wandered off the base with one out thinking there was 3, his ass would have been next to daddy. I can promise you that. Hey, Austin Wells, forget, don't even sit on the dog. Get in the clubhouse. I don't want to look at you. Yeah, I would have sat him down, Booty. Can't get on me for that. Man, we got to win.
All right.
Yeah, it definitely was a shot at him, of course, but it was fun.
That was fun. They had a lot of laughs with that. As for the Mets, they were in Washington. All was good with them as well.
3-1 to Soto. Swung on, hit the opposite way and pretty deep. Woods going back, drifting to the track, to the warning track wall, gone! Opposite field home run for Juan Soto, number 31, 7-0 Mets in the seventh inning.
Juan Soto!
Mets Odyssey Radio with the call. Yes, Juan Soto, who did have his 97th walk last night, also homered. 8-1 was the final as the Mets beat the Nationals. You had Jeff McNeil with a big night, drove in 3 with a home run, a single, a double. Mark Vientos, a 2-run homer, all was good for David Peterson, who went 8 innings with 10 strikeouts for the win. And he says the bats were hot.
After we put up that 5, I wanted to put up a 0 and get those guys back in. And so I think it's important to put up a 0 after we score. And no matter what the lead was, you know, I think the plan was to attack, get ahead, and stay on them and be aggressive all night. And having a lead helps.
Yeah, I mean, David Peterson's the horse of the Mets starting pitching staff.
It's so what makes what happened last week so crazy when they had that 6-0 lead.
Yes.
But yes, you're right.
All right, so who starts game 1 in the playoffs for the New York Mets if they make it?
For me, it'd be Peterson.
You can't trust anybody else.
Well, I can trust Kodai Senga to throw 100 pitches in 4.5 innings.
Exactly, and take forever.
Yep.
I still think they wouldn't do it for some reason, but it should be Peterson.
I think they would make Senga
do it,
sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eye roll.
I mean, yeah, I definitely eye roll. I mean, he has been the guy. He's been the workhorse.
And he was great last postseason as well. Here's Jeff McNeil. So this is nice. They won a few games in a row. He had a big game, but you got to back it up.
We got some big games coming up, so you know, nice to win the first one, and you know, we got a big chance to do something special here, and you know, hopefully go on a nice little run.
And that courtesy of SNY as well.
When is Nolan McClain pitching again?
Tomorrow, I believe.
Okay.
I believe it's tomorrow because you've got tonight. Is Senga.
Then Manaea.
Oh, Manaea, then McClain.
Then McClain.
Right. So he gets Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Very
good.
Nice.
Let's go.
Here is Mendoza, Carlos Mendoza. Mark Vientos, homer in this game. No shock, he's starting to produce.
I know he's there. You know, we saw it last year. He's a really good player, and he's been hard for him. And I said it before the game, we're going to need him. He step up again today. He will continue to get opportunities, you know, especially losing a bat like Alvi. We're going to need all those guys that are in the lineup day in and day out.
And Alvi is Francisco Alvarez.
38 RBIs.
Sprained UCL in his thumb. Could play through it.
Yeah, he's going to need surgery at some point.
Yes.
They said so. I mean, he's had a lot of these hand injuries.
Comes at the worst time, too.
Yeah, no, it certainly does.
So did they say he may need surgery?
No,
or he will need surgery at some point. At some point.
But theoretically could play through it and get the surgery in the offseason.
So they give him a couple weeks off again.
That's what it seems like.
And then bring him back towards the stretch run.
Right.
And see how long he could last. Yeah.
Yeah,
makes sense.
So you got Senga and Brad Lord going tonight. The Mets remaining a game ahead of the Reds for the third wild card spot in the National League. It just looks weird. Who are you facing? The Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord. Yes.
Mets are 67-58 now on the season with this three-game winning streak. A Giants camp, a sight for sore eyes as you see Malik Nabers and Andrew Thomas back on the practice field. Here was Thomas, who is thrilled to be working again the way he wants to be.
No, it feels great. I was joking about it with the training staff earlier today, and on our cards, they have like a date for like when you first started, and I looked on it, it was like 310 days consecutive training, trying to get right. So it's been a long time, and I'm grateful to be back out there. I know I'm not all the way back practicing with everyone, but to get some innings today, I feel good.
And get some reps. Running back Cam Scataboo returning as well. At Jets camp, Jermaine Johnson did team drills for the first time, working alongside with Will McDonald and Quinnen Williams. In terms of the way Aaron Glenn is going about his business, he says, you know, all of this is not overly complicated.
Offensive systems are different. Defensive systems are different. But the principle of blocking, tackling, and running, that has never changed. And it won't change. That's the nature of this game. It's a physical, violent sport.
Yes. You know, NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on, can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long.
Now, the Colts named Daniel Jones their starting quarterback. Here is Jones, who we certainly heard this before from him, but he knows he needs to produce to keep his job.
I understand this league and how it works, and you've got to perform at a high level week in and week out, and that's certainly what I expect of myself, and I'll be expecting of all of us in this offense. I think we all have high expectations of what we can
do. So he beat out Anthony Richardson for the job, and apparently Richardson's agent has been very unhappy and vocal about this, saying trust. What do they say? Trust is a two-way street or something.
Right. Well, right now they don't have any. Your client's got to play better, and he's got to commit himself, and that's the problem. And unfortunately, Anthony Richardson didn't play enough in college. He needed to play more games in college, be more seasoned, and he basically blew everybody away at the combine, as Gio was pointing out at his combine day. And he's like Zach Wilson did, like they. Everybody saw the arm, everybody saw the speed, everybody saw the ability to get rid of the ball. But now when you get rid of the ball, where does it go? That's a big question.
Yeah, and I think that the dedication and all the stuff off the field is some of the things that really has led to this, because I saw a couple of articles about it, and it was sort of like, it's not, you can't watch the film and watch him play and then just determine what's going wrong. It's the stuff that, it's the putting the work in away from the field. It's just not happening for
him. I know he's no longer with us. So what's his name? Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, I think really wanted Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
I can't say that Chris Bauer, the GM, I'm not sure. But he really wanted Anthony Richardson because, like many of us, were just blown away by what he looked like at that combine.
And he had that. Remember that one throw? I guess it was last year.
He threw like 80 yards in.
Yeah,
and it was a touchdown.
You're mesmerized by it.
Yeah, there are things that he does that really just shock you, and then there are other things that are around playing the position that you have to be able to understand what your role is and how you present yourself to your teammates. And it's just, there's no way that the Colt teammates would believe in him if he were their starting quarterback.
And lastly, you've got the 8 episodes of The Gambler, the Jerry Jones documentary. I've got through the first, and I watched the first 2 episodes so far. So you've got all the reporters in Dallas seem like watched all 8 episodes already. So there are little bits and clips that are starting to filter out, including the one where he has asked why, or I guess it was suggested to him that as the owner, man, maybe you don't want to be GM, maybe a little buffer from the media and the fans. The owner and GM, and Jones says, that's not the way I do things.
I don't like it like that. I like the pain.
He likes the pain, is what he said. So that's one that's gone all over the place so far. And also the clip of him, which I got to find, when they are getting their asses handed to them by the Packers in the playoff game. He's mic'd up, obviously, because they're rolling on this, and he basically called it one of the worst losses he's ever experienced. So a lot of good stuff has come from that so far the first couple of days. And former Wizards guard, we hardly knew you, John Wall. He announced his retirement. 10 seasons in the NBA, a lot of injuries, a lot of money, but his career is over.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. There's a remake or a sequel or whatever you want to call it of a movie with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan from a number of years ago, Freaky Friday, and it's coming back out. Did you happen to see Jamie Lee Curtis when she was promoting this particular movie?
I've seen her in the last couple of weeks talking about different things.
Okay. So, did you see this specific? Because this one stands out.
I have not seen it specifically. No.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to just quickly give you a look at it.
Okay.
So you ready?
Yes.
There she is. You see her?
The first is just. Oh, yeah. Okay. What am I looking at?
Fun bags is what you're looking at. She let him loose.
She did.
In a Disney promo. Put him out there like I don't think they've ever been out there.
You didn't realize that she was that well endowed? I think I remember her when she was younger. Like,
but to put him out like this to promote this movie, which is a Disney movie, was a bit of a bold move that I'm all supportive of.
Well, she's Hollywood, and you know, she's throwing out there something you like.
Look, there it is right there. See, 2 days ago, you see right that one this right one there? Yeah, there's another one. Threw him right out there. Said, hey, here we go. 66 years old. Going to let him fly. Good for her. Little, I mean, in Disney. Like
yeah, you
Disney,
just sounded like Bob does sports right there.
Did I?
Yeah.
Good
just,
for her?
You just said the way that you just said what you just said.
Really?
Yeah, you sounded just like him.
Maybe there's an influence there. Who knows?
I've been
listening, maybe listening too much to his stuff. But she threw him out there. Amazing. See, look right there. That's another good one.
Yeah, I remember her doing like, didn't she do like bathing suit, like posters and stuff when she was younger?
Well, she's not younger anymore. It's the point. And this is a Disney movie and she let him fly. So a lot of people did things when they were younger, right? You did an underwear ad when you're younger. You're not putting the schwants out there and some tidy whities at 64 years old, are you?
Maybe I will after this cleanse is done.
But
you never know.
Yeah, so there. I mean, if you're Disney and she shows up to promote the movie and she's got him out like that,
right?
Do you think anybody was like, ah, Jamie? Can we just maybe a different situation? They just let her go because she's a legend, right?
Yeah, and she's at the point of no return. Like she doesn't care anymore. Like, in other words, she's not.
Looks like she cares.
She cares about herself for sure, but she doesn't give a crap what you think.
Hmm.
Well, that's what I mean. You get to a certain point in your life where you just say, enough's enough. I don't really care anymore.
So I'm just going to put my boobies out there?
I'm going to make some money. I'm going to be sexy at the age. How old is she?
I think 66.
Okay.
See you real soon.
There you go.
Yeah. Did you see this, Eddie?
I did now.
Yeah. What do you think?
Good for her.
Yeah. Al?
Yeah, I did see this as well the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a... Something.
It's something.
It is something else, yeah.
That's something good.
Yes, very, very
yes,
nice.
Yes, very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for her. Good but for
I
mean, us.
She hasn't really done this sort of thing since I think she was in Trading Places all those years ago, that Eddie Murphy movie.
She also was in True Lies, I remember, and did like yes. a striptease scene in True Lies back in the day.
When she was in the first Halloween, is that right?
Probably, I don't know. Sounds about right. Well, wasn't she in, yeah, the Mike Myers movie. She was in a couple of those, at least.
I know at least the first, probably the first two.
I think when they just did the remake, she was in it as well. Now that I'm thinking about it. But yeah, Freaky Friday came out, and she got freaky with that promo video. And let me tell you, made people talk about it a hell of a lot more. It's the first 100%. Time I knew that there was a Freaky Friday movie coming out.
All right, so here's a picture of when she's much younger. This has got to be maybe in her 20s.
Yeah.
She's very...
Yeah, I know. You're missing the point here.
Okay.
The point is that we know when she was younger, she was doing that. She made the bold choice at 66 to promote a Disney movie and put them out there, which is... That's the thing. I'm not denying that at some point in her younger days...
We're not criticizing that.
No, not at all.
No.
What I'm saying is that it was a surprising move. Didn't expect it.
An older man, a younger man like you, that's...
Younger man, I'm 43. I don't know if
younger
a younger
than her.
Man. Yeah, but I'm all in. I'm saying I'm
okay,
all in.
Okay,
it was just,
goes.
It just
and
surprised
that's exactly
me.
What, she, you know, I would think that she would want, like, you know, whatever. I don't know. I have no idea. But I understand why you brought it up, and I'm glad you did.
Okay? All right, very good. So now you're in. You're in like me.
Yes.
All right.
Resticles.
Will is in Sayville. What's going on, Will?
Hey, Boomer Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Will. Yeah. What's up, man? What's happening, brother?
So, talk about freaky things, older women, younger men, things like that, right? So, now that you guys are buddy-buddy with Zach Wilson, father-in-law, did you guys ask him if he has to hide his wife from Zach Milton?
Oh, man,
that's not right.
Will.
Will.
I mean, his wife is his now Zach's mother-in-law.
He's a MILF hunter.
It's his...
Oh, God.
It's his...
His daughter.
Yeah, I mean, it's his... But it's Zach's wife's mom. Like, come on, you know. No.
I go MILF hunting.
I mean, that's, you know...
Also, his father-in-law loves Zach Wilson. Obviously knows him better than we do.
Right.
Well, because he's a Giants fan.
Yeah, but, I mean, truly, and couldn't have said anything that he said to me about Zach was everything that if I were a dad and that kid was marrying my daughter. I mean, how many times have I told you? If Sydney brought home Daniel Jones, well, she kind of did, actually. You know, like just a really upstanding, pert, great guy, yeah. somebody that you admire, somebody you respect.
Sure.
You did the right thing, said, you know, just like I'm sure Zach Wilson's father-in-law felt like.
Yeah, I mean, and Will, there's no way that when we first meet this man that we're going to walk up to him and talk about his crossed my mind. Of course it did.
But it didn't cross my mind.
Because I was thinking, what did I say that he would be mad at? Of course,
I was thinking about who his quarterback coach was, who his offensive coordinator was.
Yeah, and I was thinking about Of course I was thinking about it. Because, I mean, he must have thought about it at some point. He's like, I'm dating Zach Wilson. I mean, you're like, I wonder if that whole thing was true. You know? I would have wanted to know. But they're happy with Zach, and that's great. And I'm happy for Zach that he married into a wonderful family. But, of course, we didn't ask that question.
Yeah, well,
that question. I didn't either. I mean, I wouldn't. That's disrespectful, you know?
True. I mean, I felt bad for him because he told me he couldn't listen to the radio in the morning anymore because of the parody songs that Eddie and Al were doing.
He actually said that specifically?
Well, that was part of it, yeah.
Wow. And you. He brought up Al's parody songs?
And you.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, you like you were kissing Zach Wilson's ass all those years somehow?
No, I wasn't. I was just trying to explain the struggle.
Oh, okay.
I've been there. I know what the struggle's about. Mm. That's why I sit here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You never said a bad thing about Zach Wilson. I had his back.
Zach Wilson sucks.
Yeah.
No.
Sounds different there.
No.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how Zach's back was BT.
For a little bit, he did.
He did.
I got Zach's back, playoffs with Zach.
Oh, they, after.
Unkillable.
Yes. The whole deal.
Yeah, I mean, he must have.
After Aaron Rodgers went down, people forget they still won that game.
I don't think people forgot that.
Well, people don't. I don't know.
Why would you talk about it now, all these years later?
Because we met his father-in-law. That's
yeah. Yeah, playoffs with Zach didn't happen. And now he's gone. And we'll see if he gets an opportunity in Miami. If he beats the Jets in a Miami Dolphins uniform, oh, my God. And he throws for like 300 yards. That's just going to be one of the worst days for a Jet fan, humanly possible.
He'll get a chance to be in probably a few games.
With Tua being hurt?
Tua Tagovailoa.
How do you feel about your team, by the way, Eddie?
Not great.
What is the reason why?
Because
you're a Dolphin fan, and you're not loving what about the team?
I love McDaniel, but all of a sudden, no one else does. So that's a problem.
Feels like he's the guy that's walking on thin ice. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
What's the name of their starting quarterback again? There, Eddie?
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hey, listen, he's trying to fix the world right now.
Oh my God. Now the cleanse is kicking in. Now no fun boomers kicking in. Can't laugh at that.
Oh,
super porridge is coming in.
We
can't have a little fun with Jamie Lee Curtis's boobies.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Here he comes. Cleanse boomers coming in. Sphincter shrinkage. Eat that donut for God's sakes. Get the blood sugar up.
Tua Tagovailoa.
I think that's hilarious.
Didn't sound like it. Sat there, did laugh twice, and then goes trying to fix the world.
I've only heard it five times, and then, as I tell the communist in a room, that this guy's trying to fix the world.
I want to try and get to heaven if possible. I'm hearing I'm not doing well.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.